What did coaches have to say?
Me personally, just, you know, it felt good to go out there and start rushing passer, you know. But most importantly, just looking back at all the little details, areas of improvement. You know, it felt good getting those sacks, but you know, little things like run stopping, gap responsibility, alignment, technique, stuff like that. That's what I really focused on taking away from that game.
Are you having more fun this year?
Oh, for sure. I'm loving it. It's just, I think it comes with experience, you know, going into my third year now, knowing my way around. I'm enjoying every second of it. You know, I'm not taking it for granted, and you know, pulling the young guy with me and helping him along the way.
When we talked to you on Thursday, you kind of boiled it down to, like, just go get the quarterback.
Right.
Is it kind of that simple for you now? Obviously, you talked about some more complicated stuff a couple answers ago, but is it still kind of just go get the quarterback?
No doubt. It's a lot harder said than done. You know, it's a lot of film work, a lot of preparation goes through the off-season, training camp. But at the same time, it's mano a mano. You have to have a mindset to just go get the quarterback. You know, that's what this game's all about. That's what they pay you to do, and that's what we need to do.
What's it been like with Greg?
Oh, man, hands down the best human being I've ever been around. The most interesting man, fun. Guys love him. Everyone just gravitates towards him. He knows how to motivate us in many ways, and so we're just happy to have him around.
Have you gotten yelled at much by him?
Oh, of course. Who hasn't? You know, it's just like having another pops around, but in a different way. It's good.
What is your room like? What's the biggest difference from last year?
I mean, from my rookie year, really, the room is obviously a lot younger. But at the same time, you have guys in there who are hungry, and you have a vet like Dez who's leading us along the way, and, you know, showing us, you know, what it takes to succeed at this level and how to get to the quarterback.
Do you consider yourself to be one of the vets now?
No doubt, but I mean, when you're looking at age, Dez has got me by numbers. But yeah, I mean, I consider myself a vet. Like I said, I try to pull some of these young guys up with me.
Yeah. Speaking of veterans, what does it mean to kind of Desmond Bryant back this year?
Oh, it's definitely what we were missing last year. You know, his experience, his tenacity, his level of experience is something you can't measure up to, especially in such a young room. It's fun having him back, big time.
What is your biggest challenge as camp continues here in these last three games? Where do you want to be in 3 weeks?
Just continue what I've done this first game. My mindset, my focus ever since my injury is I visualize myself coming back and being successful. And I'm continuing to do that. I mean, just constantly working on my craft and, you know, just let things plan out.
Does the injury last year make you pause a little bit and just say, you know, one injury away from?
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I mean, it's just it's the game of football. You're always one injury away from a season-ending, career-ending injury. And so that definitely, you know, took a step back, looked at my life, you know, analyzed everything, where I wanted to be, who I wanted to be, and how I'm going to bounce back from this injury. And I think after this first preseason game, I'm taking the right step forward. I just need to continue to build off of that.
When did you get back to 100%
from
that injury?
By week 10 last year. Week 10.
So how hard was that to kind of wait to have to get back on the
difficult
field?
Difficult because, I mean, my entire life growing up, I hadn't missed a game, Little League, high school, college, not a single game. And to miss time like that definitely hurt, but it was a learning experience as well.
Yeah, and Nate, most coaches in the NFL say if a guy had success sacking a quarterback in college, it translates to the pros.
Yeah.
He had an 18-and-a-half sack year. Do you feel that coming back to you now in this system? You feel that?
Definitely in the system, but most importantly, just myself mentally and just believing in what I do and getting in the groove, really. And I felt myself getting in the groove right off the bat and just got to continue to pick up from that.
Do you think you could make a run at that left defensive end?
I believe so. But we have a young group of guys, and it's going to be some competition in there, and just need to showcase, you know, every day. Every day is an interview, Coach Williams says, and so practice and meetings and in this building.
How much does it help just having your hand down all the time?
Yeah, it's a great mix-up. You know, I lined up a little bit of outside backer too on Thursday night, and so, like I said, having my first 2 years at outside backer, now playing DN when I played my whole life, it's good to have that experience under my belt and go both ways.
But even when you're at linebacker, you're pretty much going forward, aren't you?
It's a surprise. You never know what's coming.
You're more comfortable at end.
No doubt.
And what does the addition of Myles Garrett mean to the other end position?
Yeah, I think just with Myles Garrett as a whole, defensive line, I mean, we all You know, we all feed off of each other, and to see him be successful daily in practice, that's something. You know, you look at your peers, and you are who you surround yourself with. And so Miles is going to make us a lot better as a D-line, and we'll definitely get after the quarterback.
Yeah, you had 18 and a half sacks. I'm going to take that away from you. But when you see a guy with his physical bend and
no doubt. No doubt.
Like, how come you didn't get 18 and a half?
Hey, he's the most gifted person I've ever met on and off the field. And so I'm just grateful to have him on the team.
Dave, what was it like in the film room with Greg Williams yesterday after that first preseason game?
We had yesterday off, so today was our first meeting with him, and it was good. You know, we went back to the drawing board, looking at the details. Mainly the biggest thing is just correcting just tiny little mistakes, gap responsibilities, alignment, technique. And so those are things, that's why we're here in training camp, just to continue to focus on.
Are you happy with where the defense is right now?
No, but, I mean, you know, you can never be satisfied with where we are. We had a great performance, but at the same time, there are lots of things to build off of.
Thank you.